The Gospel and the Movies is our Advent podcast series where we relate the day's Gospel reading to a film that strikes an Advent note. Selecting the films is Father Peter Malone, MSc, a Melbourne priest who's been writing on film for over four decades. For today's recording, we've used Skype, so I have to say, Peter, you're sounding a little bit echoey out there. Perhaps that adds to the authenticity of you being thousands of miles away in Melbourne. So today, you've picked the film Amazing Grace.
Yes, it was rather difficult to pick a film for this particular gospel. In fact, really, whenever there's a gospel from St. John and Jesus is giving part of a discourse, it doesn't lend itself really to storytelling. So I thought, I'll look for something about witness to God and God's presence in the world, because Jesus seems to be speaking that way, comments on John the Baptist as a witness, and then his own testimony. So thinking very religiously, Amazing Grace occurred to me, because I think it does really link with the gospel and its themes. And it's a very good story of William Wilberforce and his stance against slavery and a witness to human dignity.
You found God, sir?
I think he found me. If you have any idea how inconvenient that is, how idiotic it will sound. I have a political career glittering ahead of me, and in my heart I want spider's webs.
It is a sad fate for a man to die too well known to everybody else and still unknown to himself. Francis Bacon. I don't just dust your books, sir.
Now, obviously in Christian circles, this film was eagerly anticipated. Is it actually a good film?
It's a good film, and it actually got good reviews. It's got a very good director, Michael Apted, who's been famous for decades, especially with the 7-Up documentary series, as well as a whole range of feature films. So very well crafted. And it has a very, very good British cast. Well, the Welshman, I have to check my Welsh pronunciation, but Ewan Griffith is Wilberforce. And Albert Finney is John Newton, the slave owner, who had a change of heart and composed the hymn Amazing Grace. Newton features, as well as the whole theme of social justice and witness to values in the 18th century.